Shalom uvracha achim. Welcome, dear friends, to another edition of the Emuna Path podcast, a discussion of Hasidus in daily life with Rabbi Nutzi and Rabbi Kiva of the Mystical Path blog, which can be found at the letter M, path.com. Let's join them now for their regular Torah chat. Today's episode, Relax and Connect.
Kesher Sameo, that's what life is. A very, very narrow bridge. The holy car of life is not to be afraid. We can overcome everything in our life with Emunah, V'Betul, V'Simcha. The yisod of all these things is simplicity. We have to simplify our lives. Adayin, we have to uncomplicate our lives. We have to stop all the confusion. Rabbi Nachman suggests in his teachings that we should live one day at a time. As evening just occurred a short time ago, I started a new day with a clean slate. At Mincha I said Bedui. I've stolen, I've seen, I've looked, I've eaten, I've done. Abba, forgive me. Our Abba is gracious to forgive us. He forgives us. So we start a new day. Stars come out. What's the first thing you do? You make a statement of faith. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Wow. It's the first thing we teach our sons when they're bar mitzvah. Shema Yisrael. It's the first thing discussed in the Gemara. When's the time of Shema? I'm telling you, do we have to make our lives every day simple, pure, truthful? Shema Israel, hear, O Israel. Hashem, Hu Elohim, He is God, and He is one. So how do we do that? I suggested a few minutes ago that you make vidui and you become clean. The whole ikar of this life is not Shabbos, not kippah, not tzitzis, not eating kosher. Many of you are at a level you can't do any of those things. But I'll tell you, they come. But it all starts. Let's start with one point, a nekuda tova. One point of goodness. Let's start by all saying, Abba. I blew it today, Abba. Abba. I fell down. I was weak. I got angry. I ate this. I saw that. I said this. Abba, please. Please, Abba, wipe it clean. Give me the strength, Abba, to continue tomorrow. Tomorrow, Abba, help me to succeed. Help me to truly succeed in making kesher with you. For truly, that's all that matters, is that we make kesher with our God. So you see all the mitzvahs we've talked about. We talk about Shabbos and sitzes and kosher eating. All these things come when you wake up and you establish a kesher with Hashem. Slowly, slowly, you'll desire. Nobody's going to force any of these mitzvahs on you. You'll desire to serve God with simplicity and truth, happiness and joy. Being happy. Abba, thank you for my eyes, my ears, and my hands, my feet. Abba, I can serve all these things that you gave me to serve you. Abba, thank you, me. Thank you, Abba, for the house I have. Thank you, Abba, for the wife and the kids that you've given me, Abba. Thank you, Abba, for all the things you've given me to help. Tikkun me. Abba, thank you, God. Help me. Help me to be connected to you. Abba, thank you for the car in the driveway, even though it wasn't run. Folks, we're not driving the bus. We're in the back seat with a bag of stale potato chips, complaining fetching about our lot in life. We think we're driving the bus. We wake up, realize really we're in the back of the bus with potato chips, and we go, ah. I'm happy somebody else is driving the bus because I've been sleeping. You know what it's like to be behind be in a coma behind the wheel of a bus? Who wants to be there? Not me, folks. I don't want to be there. Talking to Hashem. Tell him everything. Abba, car didn't start today. Wife got on my back. The boss didn't give me the raise. Lo Mishnei Abba. Now's my time with you. I get an hour with you, Abba. You know, Rabbi Nachman's done us a favor. The Mishnah Brewer says in Halak Vav, I forget the Tzimin, Chafetz Chaim says in Biur Halacha, man has to take one day off a week and make his baradut. Rabbi Nachman gave it to us easy. We get to make 1 hour a day instead of 24 hours a day. How can I do that? Man, what day am I going to do that on, right? All the things I have to do in my complicated, at-a-glance controlled, Palm Pilot, beeper, cell phone, intercommed life. Truly, what I need to do is break free from everything. Break free from it all. Throw the at-a-glance away, take the watch off, unplug the telephone, smash the Palm Pilot. Oh, Siddha, yeah, you need the Palm Pilot, because that's how you're listening to me. But anyway, we have to take all these things and start to control them instead of letting them control us. The sages tell us in Tractate of Reuven, the Torah was a basket without a handle. Until King Solomon came along and made a handle for the basket. Rashi says it's easier to get a grasp on a basket with a handle than one without. When Shlomo Melech came and he taught us wisdom. He gave us great parables, illustrations, and examples, and he set forth the reason, the logic, to understand the Torah. Rabbi Nachman brought it down to us simple people. To us simple people. Rabbeinu Nachman's whole tafkid in this world was to bring Torah down to mine and your level.